Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman rejects opposition charge of discrimination against some states in union budget. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy to hold talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi this evening. In Nepal, 18 people killed in plane crash during takeoff at Tribhuvan International Airport in Kathmandu. Supreme Court to organise special Lok Adalat from 29th July to 3rd of next month to clear pending cases and promote amicable settlements. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Gujarat, Goa and Maharashtra during next 2 days. And in Women's Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh elect to bat first against Malaysia in a Group B match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has rejected the opposition's allegation of discrimination against some states in the union budget. Responding to the opposition charge during the zero hour in the Rajya Sabha today, she alleged that there is a deliberate attempt by the opposition led by the Congress to give the impression to people that nothing has been given to opposition-ruled states. She clarified that in every budget one does not get an opportunity to name every state of the country. She added that if a particular state is not named in the budget speech, that does not mean that programs of the central government do not go to these states. She said between the vote on account and yesterday's budget, the Union Cabinet has cleared many development projects in Maharashtra and West Bengal.
In every budget, you don't get an opportunity to name every state of this country. Let me take the example of Maharashtra, for instance. In vote on account and in yesterday's budget, I had not named Maharashtra. Cabinet has, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, passed a very important decision. It has taken the decision to set up a very big port in Vadhavan in Maharashtra. 76,000 crores have been announced for that project.
When the House met for the day, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue, alleging that the union budget is an attempt to save the government. He said opposition will protest against it after the Finance Minister's response opposition parties staged a walkout from the upper house. Earlier, while rejecting the opposition MP's adjournment notices, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said leaders of political parties need to take a call on the issue.
I reiterate, leaders of political parties need to take a call on the issue, as it is becoming a routine daily affair in every sitting of the House. I had already indicated that in last 36 years, this mechanism has been allowed only on 6 occasions. It is only in exceptional circumstances that the same may be allowed. I need to emphasize that seeking suspension of the proceedings of the House for taking business indicated is indeed a very serious matter. The notices filed today do not conform to the directives imparted by the chair in this behalf, and the same are not admitted.
In the Lok Sabha also, opposition parties staged a walkout from the House over the same issue. When the House met, members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, TMC and others were on their feet protesting over alleged discrimination against states except Andhra Pradesh and Bihar. Speaker Om Birla objected to the conduct of the opposition in the House. He said trying to disrupt the House in the question hour in a pre-planned manner is not appropriate. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also questioned the behaviour of opposition members. He said during the all-party meeting, floor leaders of all political parties had agreed to run the House smoothly. Members of Parliament from opposition India bloc also protested outside Parliament today over alleged discrimination in allocation of funds to opposition-ruled states in the union budget. They demanded equal treatment to all states. Talking to media, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, alleged that injustice has been meted out to opposition-ruled states in the budget.
ये तो अन्याय के खिलाफ लड़ रहे हैं जो बजट में हमको कुछ नहीं मिला सारे बहुत से स्टेट को निगलेक्ट किया गया इवन बिहार और तेलंगाना को सिर्फ उनको जस्ट टू सेटिस्फाई उन्होंने किया लेकिन उससे कोई फायदा होने वाला है.
The BJP today hit out at opposition parties over questioning the NEET-UG examination and budget 2024-25. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said the Supreme Court has clarified in its verdict that NEET examination sanctity was not compromised, but opposition parties continued to misguide the country. He said the government took immediate action after it came to know of rigging in the NEET examination and ordered for a CBI inquiry in the matter. Mr. Prasad alleged that Congress leader Rahul Gandhi created a negative image of India in the world.
Rahul Gandhi desh ke bachchon ko aur Bharat ki saakh ko kyon badnaam karte hain bar bar? Ye theek nahi hai. Party ki aur se hum bahut bharsna karte hain vipaksh ke ravaiye ki aur vishesh roop se Rahul Gandhi ke ravaiye ki. Jis prakar se unhone pichle ek deedh mahine mein desh mein pariksha ke khilaf avishwas ka mahol banaya, wo rajniti karein lekin desh ko kamzor na karein.
On the opposition party's remarks on budget 2024-25, Mr. Prasad said this budget is for every section of society. He said the opposition parties need to read and understand the budget. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25. The House is also taking up discussion on budget of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-25 simultaneously. The government has exempted customs duty on cancer medicines to improve the affordability of these drugs. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the exemption of 3 additional cancer medicines from customs duty in the proposed Union Budget 2024-25 in Parliament yesterday. These medicines are trastuzumab deruxtecan for breast cancer, osimertinib for lung cancer, and durvalumab for lung cancer and biliary tract cancer. The Union Health Ministry said 27 lakh cancer patients in the country will benefit from this decision. The government has set a coal production target of over 1,000 million tons in 2024-25. Union Coal Ministry said as of 19th July, the coal production has reached over 294 million tons, reflecting a robust growth rate of around 11% compared to the same period last year. Over 23 lakh new workers have been enrolled under Employees State Insurance ESI scheme in May this year. Labour and Employment Ministry said out of the total 23 lakh employees, more than 11 lakh employees belong to the age group of up to 25 years. The ministry said net enrolment of female members in May was 4,47,000. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In a significant move to clear pending cases and promote amicable settlements, the Supreme Court will organize special Lok Adalat from 29th July to the 3rd of next month. This initiative marks a milestone in the Supreme Court's 75th year of establishment. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud has appealed to citizens whose cases are pending before the Apex Court to take benefit from this initiative.
The Lok Adalat represents a very informal, technology-based solution to resolve cases involving our citizens to their satisfaction in a purely voluntary, consensual mode. Therefore, on behalf of all my colleagues and the staff of the Supreme Court, I would appeal to all citizens who have cases before the Supreme Court, all lawyers, advocates on record, to take the advantage and benefit of this opportunity in an attempt to resolve their cases speedily in a manner which is acceptable to every contesting party.
The Supreme Court has amended its rules related to the court's working hours. According to the amendment, the new working hours will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Apex Court in its notification said the office of the court will remain closed on holidays and on the second and fourth Saturday of the month. The new rules will come into force from the 1st of August. In Nepal, 18 people were killed after a Soria Airlines plane crashed during takeoff from Tribhuvan International Airport, Kathmandu today. Flight number 9NAME of Soria Airlines with 19 people on board was going to Pokhara with employees and technicians for repair work. Senior Superintendent of Police Dambar Bahadur BK said the pilot was rescued and taken to a nearby hospital. Nepal Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak reached the airport just after the accident. Details are awaited. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has arrived in India on his first official visit after assuming office. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed Mr. Lammy on his arrival in New Delhi. He will primarily hold talks on strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership and the India-UK free trade agreement. This visit marks the first high-profile delegation from London since the formation of the Labour Party government under British PM Keir Starmer. Secretary Lammy will meet with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar this evening. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan and Goa and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. IMD said light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Kerala, Telangana and Tamil Nadu during the next 5 days. In Gujarat, more than 150 tehsils of the state recorded light to very heavy rainfall till 12 a.m. in the morning. Borsad in Anand district recorded the highest 12.5 inches of rainfall today. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Several parts of South Gujarat region, especially Bharuch and Narmada districts, are experiencing heavy rainfall since morning. Nearly 12 villages are out of contact and several roads have been closed for traffic in Bharuch district. Several trains passing from Bharuch have been regulated due to waterlogging on tracks. Water level is rising in local rivers and major dams such as Sardar Sarovar, Karjan and Ukai. Several dams in Saurashtra, including Vartu Dam in Devbhoomi Dwarka district, have been put on high alert. Red alert of heavy to heavy rainfall has been issued for 7 districts in South Gujarat and Saurashtra. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Maharashtra, red alert has been issued for Raigad and Satara districts for today. More from our correspondent.
One team each of NDRF has been prepositioned in both these districts. A few other districts, including Palghar, Thane, Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Nasik, Pune and Kolhapur, are given an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall. NDRF teams are stationed in all these locations as well. Maharashtra has so far received 123.2% of the average rainfall and the sowing activities are satisfactory at 91%. This information was given by the state's Agriculture Department during the cabinet meeting held in Mumbai yesterday. Water storage at all dams stands at 39.17%. Ankit Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In Uttarakhand, rain continues to lash various parts of the state. Our correspondent has reported that about 100 rural roads in the hilly areas of the state are blocked for traffic due to landslides at various places.
Light to moderate rains have been continuing in various parts of the state for the last 2 days. Traffic is blocked on 3 state roads, 1 border road and about 100 rural roads connecting 2 villages due to landslides triggered by heavy rain. Efforts are being made to open all the routes. The Gangotri National Highway near Netala and Sange and Yamunotri National Highway blocked near Dabarkot in Uttarkashi districts have been opened for traffic. Meanwhile, the Met Department has predicted light to moderate rain in various parts of the state in the next 2 days. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
National capital Delhi today received light rainfall in the morning, bringing respite from sweltering heat and humid weather. In the United States, Ronald L. Rowe Jr. has been appointed as acting chief of U.S. Secret Service following the resignation of Director Kimberly Cheadle. Rowe was serving as deputy director of the Secret Service. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has confirmed the appointment. In Women's Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh was 16 for no loss in 3 overs against Malaysia in a group match at Dambulla International Stadium in Sri Lanka when reports last came in. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and opted to bat. In another Group B match, Sri Lanka is to face Thailand at 7 p.m. IST. Yesterday, India sealed their spot in the semi-finals with a dominating 82-run victory over Nepal in their final group match at Dambulla. From Group A, India and Pakistan have qualified for the semi-finals, while Nepal and the UAE have been eliminated. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman rejects opposition's charge of discrimination against some states in union budget. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy to hold talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi this evening. In Nepal, 18 people killed in plane crash during takeoff at Tribhuvan International Airport in Kathmandu. Supreme Court to organise special Lok Adalat from 29th July to 3rd of next month to clear pending cases and promote amicable settlements. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in Gujarat, Goa and Maharashtra during next 2 days. And in Women's Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh elect to bat first against Malaysia in a Group B match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. And with that, we end the midday news.